Yeah, I'd say so. Performance wise, Rory, we were really very good. You know, we had to make one or two changes. I was talking to Lisa and I said we weren't expecting injuries, and Rob Lahan went and got injured. So, you know, Owen McGreevy came in and he was fantastic. Our back four, our midfield, our forwards. It was really good. You know, we won 1-0. Their goalkeeper was man of the match. You know, he pulled off some fantastic saves. But overall, it was a great performance. Great 3 points. We're second on our own, but we have to park that now, Rory, because, you know, we enjoyed it last night. It's back to business now.
Tell us about the goal, Stephen.
About the goal itself.
Yeah.
Right, you caught me there because, you know, I was just watching it. I couldn't understand how Marcus actually scored, to be honest with you, Lisa. You know, it was a very acute angle and he seemed to be falling. And then I seen a replay of the goal and it was a fantastic finish. He was actually falling and somehow swiveled and caught the keeper by surprise. It was, but the build-up play to it was very good. You know, and Marcus, I keep saying, Marcus just kind of surprises you with things, you know what I mean? And it was a great finish. But to be honest, we could have had 3 or 4 there last night. But then, you know, what was really pleasing was the clean sheet. And how well, you know, Cacca McCarthy and Keane Kingston playing together are fantastic. Graham McCarthy and my lad not only defended great, but got up to pitch great, you know. So, it was, you know, I'm delighted with it. I'm a little bit more enthusiastic than I should be at the moment, to be honest with you. Because, you know, we're back to business now. And we have to kind of park that, learn from it, improve on it. And go to Drogheda the next week and, you know, try and get another 3 points up there.
Yeah, you're on a fantastic run at the moment. I'd imagine team spirit, team morale kind of really high in the cap at the moment.
Yeah, you can sense that even in training, Rory. You know, the training, the tempo in training is very good. Like, Rob got injured in training, such was the intensity of the matches we were playing, you know. You know, they bring that out onto the pitch. We started the game really well. What we have got, I suppose, is a great group of kids, great group of lads. You know, who work hard for us on and off the pitch. You know, when we need some promotion, so they're always there for us. You know, they train 3, 4, sometimes 5 days a week. They're an absolute great bunch. You know, so, like, I'm delighted for them. So, you know, we're going up to Turner's Cross on Tuesday, and it will be lovely now. You know, like, Rockmount are a very good, well-organised side with a very good manager. You know, but I'd love for this group to pick themselves up a medal at senior level and call themselves Munster champions. You know, because it'd be brilliant for the club. We haven't won, you know, that Munster Senior Cup since 1983, would you believe? And as a League of Ireland club, we only have the one trophy to our name. So it'd be lovely to go to Turner's Cross on Tuesday, especially with this group of lads, and let them get a winner's medal.
And just as you're preparing for that now, as you mentioned, Rob Lahan picking up that injury in training, is it going to keep him out of this match as well? What's the story?
No, it's a bruised metatarsal. Like, you know, I know Beckham is his idol and all and what have you, but this is getting ridiculous. But, you know, it was a strong tackle. But it's only bruised. He was limping heavily on it. We won't risk him on Tuesday because Rob has been playing really well for us, you know. So, like, we won't risk him on Tuesday. But he should be back for the Drogheda game, please God.
Yeah, that's something I was going to say. You play Drogheda on Friday. So how do you approach this game on Tuesday? Is this going to be your strongest available 11 or are you going to chop and change?
Well, like, we have to have a look at it because, to be honest with you, Rory, you know, we know, I keep going on about the amount of injuries we have. We're working off a small squad. And the reality of it is that, like, whoever has come in has done a really good job for us. So, you know, we'll have a look at it and we'll see who's tired, who's achy. We won't risk anybody that we don't need to risk. But, like, we still don't have, you know, like, young Charlie Fleming had come in and done brilliant. As Stephen Christopher, they didn't start the other night, you know. So we could have a look at that. You know, Andy O'Connell is, you know, we haven't started him up front. We might have a look at that, you know. We have the options there to do that. But, you know, we won't change too much. You know, it's probably not a big cup to most people, Rory. But for us as Cove Ramblers, considering where we were, you know, it's an opportunity for the club to pick up some silverware, which, you know, would have been unheard of over the last 3 or 4 years. So, it, you know, just to call these lads Munster champions, you know, it would be lovely. But we know we have a really tough task to do that.
Yeah, have you seen much of Rockmount? As you know, Billy Crone will have his team properly set up and fired up on Tuesday night.
Yeah, well, you know, they're like that. They've been a hugely successful side and Billy has been a hugely successful manager. We've watched them in total. Bar Sullivan has watched them 4 times for us and he was at the last match in against Mary's in Turner's Cross. We're well versed on them. You know, they're a big, strong physical side. You know, they have some pace in the team. you know, there's a lot of experience, you know. So, like, we're going to have to deal with that. We're going to have to deal with, you know, the physical nature of the game, you know, and then we'll try and impose our style of play on the game. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough game. You know, we give them full respect, the respect that both our manager and the team deserve. And we'll take it from there, see what happens.
And hopefully a big crowd from Cove and the Great Island coming up.
Well, yeah, like, you know, I think that's important, Rory. You know, like, it's a Munster Senior Cup. People can dismiss it all they want. But, like, you know, I think it's important for Cove Rambler supporters. You know, when you have one trophy in 30-odd years, you know, you should try and make a day of it. Come on and let's come and have a look at us and see if we can, you know, we're competing in a final. You know, come on, we don't get too many. Come on down, enjoy it. You know, these lads are playing really well. Rockmount are a really good side. It'll be a very good game of football, you know, and we could potentially be winning a trophy here. So it'll be lovely for them to come out, support, and please God, we can deliver for them.
Well, we're going to be down there. We're looking forward to it, Stephen. The very best luck Tuesday night, and we'll talk to you after that game.
He said, thank you very much. Rory, thank you very much.